Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I got a couple honorable mentions. So we went over the list in the break, and then we said, hey guys, it's Cinco de Mayo. Maybe we should do something that's in that theme. And shout out to Keki Kev for reminding us what today was, and it made it the top 5 at 10:20 very easy. And so
he's been on a very Latin themed night tonight, though,
yeah,
too.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
can we play some?
I was actually thinking the exact same thing. Let me see what I can find.
Give me some Bad Bunny. Give me some Bad Bunny anyway.
No, don't. I'm going to tell you what. Let's play. Oh. I'll tell you what you're going to play.
No, don't listen.
No, play Los Azules.
All right.
L-O-S-A-Z-U-L-E-S.
Also, I got this. The top five. Los Azules?
Yes.
All right.
Let me hear you roll your R's, Kevin.
Arroz.
Did your girl speak Spanish?
More than
no.
I thought.
More than I thought.
Because sometimes I'll be like, you know, I'm doing Duolingo. So I'm like, oh, do you know this? She's like, of course I know this. Duolingo.
Say something in Spanish, Kevin. Anything.
Camiseta.
Was that T-shirt?
Yeah.
Ayo, let's go.
Okay, what did you say this thing was? Los what?
Los Azules. A-Z-U-L-E-S.
This is like an instrumental thing.
No, it's a group, bro. Okay. You see it?
I see it.
What's it coming up with? Is there a song called 17 up there?
I see nothing with 17 on it.
You don't want to give them the song title? You just want to give them the group?
Yeah, was that the group? Or, yeah, you got to.
Well, I mean, play something.
Well, I assumed you wanted a certain song to be played.
Yeah,
Fred.
The 17 one.
you just now said Azules. That right now.
All right, I got Los Angeles Azules, 17 Años.
That's it. Boom. Right. There you go.
All right.
Just play it. Then we'll start the segment.
Here we go. No, that's not it. That's ABBA. that's the Spanish version of ABBA.
They're showing Miko's goal again.
Here we go.
Look at that skate.
Here we go.
I don't know if we're appropriating.
No, this is absolutely. Right. Hey, no, look, we love all cultures here on Fan After Dark, so we're going to let this ride.
We're inclusive.
Damn right we are. Ain't appropriating nothing. playing some jam is what we're playing right now. All right, my number 5, Chips and Queso.
A little bit of guac.
That's right. We're coming in hard.
You didn't even say what the category was.
Categories are, because it's Cinco de Mayo, top 5 things we enjoy at a Mexican/Tex-Mex restaurant. All right. My number 5, chips and queso.
My number 5, it's a 1A, 1B, sopapillas and churros.
Can't go wrong with those either.
I mean, cinnamon, flour, soft.
Delicioso.
This segment's getting out of hand fast.
It's crazy.
My number 5, also good salsa and guacamole.
Oh, gosh.
This might be the whitest Cinco de Mayo celebration of all time.
But not like the kind where like it's just like liquefied tomato paste. It's just like legit salsa.
There you go.
Where it gives a little kick. I like my food spicy.
Just a hint of spice. Nothing too crazy. All right, you're number 4.
My number 4 is a good plate of rice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This guy's had a good plate of rice.
It's y'all's turn.
Are you thinking white rice, brown rice?
Well, I mean, white rice, you probably wouldn't get at a Mexican restaurant.
Spanish rice.
Yeah, it's a big...
Guy gets some Spanish rice, does on the IG story.
I thought my man was really going to say something provocative or profound. Give me, wait for it, a really good bowl of rice. Okay. I'm here for it.
I'm a big taco fan, so yeah. I love getting me a taco with a corn tortilla, fresh lime, some salsa verde. So that's my number four. A little bit of green.
Little salsa verde, little corn tortilla, I'm telling you what.
Little grilled onions.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Monterrey Jack.
That's right. My number four, enchiladas.
Nice.
Okay.
Staple.
Now, I'm more of a, I prefer a chicken.
Someone said this song is about dating a 17-year-old. So should we change it?
No.
Well, now that you know.
Okay, I mean, there's plenty of songs about things that are crazy. I mean, what are we talking about here? Dating a 17-year-old, and?
No, you cannot say that.
This segment's really...
You cannot say you learn, and.
You learned something new today. You learned something new. All right, number four, enchiladas. Number three, steak fajitas.
Okay.
Yep. Steak
That's your fajitas. Number three?
That is my number
That's
three.
My number three as well. We'll make it quick. That's, okay. I wrote steak fajitas.
I love steak fajitas. How do you like your... What kind of tortilla do you like?
I like corn tortillas.
Corn tortillas is the only way to go.
More flavor. Flavor profile.
You corn or flour?
I already said corn for number
the
four.
The only time I'll do a flour tortilla is if I'm just having it by itself. But if I'm having like a taco or putting something inside of it, I'm doing a corn tortilla.
You see tortillas by themselves at the back.
Yeah, you can put butter in it, put some honey on it. Yeah, there's different ways.
Don't let him put something inside of it.
Kaki Kev's girlfriend just walks downstairs. What are you doing?
What do you put inside that corn tortilla? Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, it's flour tortilla.
It's just flour. It's just flour. I'm eating it plain. Just eating it plain.
No mas. All right, what's your number three?
My number three is also tacos.
Okay. I like that. That's a solid choice by you. What's your number two?
My number two, Blake had it a little low on his list, in my opinion. I'll have sopapillas at the number two slot. I don't know how you do them. I have to load them up with like honey and all that, but that's just me personally. So
okay, can I get a song change? We've heard this one. I got another one that I'd like to play. Okay. You ready to spell? Give me L. I'm not going to say this right word right.
Is it L or E-L?
E-L. No, it's fine. It's funny you're saying it over the air.
Yeah.
E-L space C-O-L-U-M-P-I-O.
Cumpleanos?
Yeah. No S. P-I-O. And it should pull up if you type that in on YouTube. Los Rielos del Norte, 1995. I probably said that completely wrong.
Okay.
But I think you'll enjoy this jam,
I'm excited about this song.
All right.
Did you find it?
L.
We're having our own little Cinco de Mayo celebration over here at one of
our
the fan on a Friday.
No, one more time.
Night.
L what?
Oh, spell it again. What was this guy doing back there? C-O-L-U-M-P-I-O.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay, that's the name of the song. 85 things just popped up.
Mm.
You're on YouTube?
Oh, okay. Los Rieleros?
Yes.
There you go.
Mm. All right. Let's give this
Didn't sound very Duolingo-ish if I do say so myself. By the way, Thunder 90, Nuggets 85 into the third. So we're right back in this bad boy.
We're right back in this top five, too, because now my jam just came on. Okay, what is it? Number two for me?
Get the accordions out, y'all. Get the accordions out.
I'm going to send this. This is awful. I'm going to send this to my friend AJ, and he's going to be so upset.
Let me tell you something. I lived in a house where I was the only gringo in that bad boy, okay? It was me and four Mexican dudes. The other three of them didn't speak English. My boy Caesar did, obviously. Every morning, we're listening to, you know, Hunte, whatever it was. And my Spanish got good for a minute. It really did.
What happened to it?
Then I got back around white people again. So that...
They
stripped it from
you.
Because that's the thing. You have to speak it every day.
You do.
If you're not fluent and native in the language, if you get away from it. Because like I said, I mean, I was speaking it. I told you a story about my boy Shorty that was killing possums out in the backyard.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, dude, we were eating possum in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So.
My number two, margarita.
Hey!
All right, a fresh margarita, now, fresh lime,
okay, real
tahine.
Quick. We talked about this yesterday with CA. Frozen? Or on the rocks.
I can do both.
But what's your preference? You got
to
choose one.
If I had to choose one, I just prefer frozen. But okay. I can very much do on the rocks. Like if I'm with the guys, let's just get rocks and knock it back. But if I'm like with my girl and it's the middle of the day and we're having a good Saturday, frozen, right? I'll get a frozen.
Now, were you aware that the inventor of the frozen margarita right here in DFW?
I think I knew that. Maybe. I don't know. What's his name?
I don't know, but I just know that CA said
I remember that.
The guy.
That was
and that crazy. the original frozen margarita machine is in the Smithsonian.
In New York?
So, I mean, wherever the Smithsonian. I want to say the Smithsonian's in D.C., isn't it?
Maybe.
877-81-1053. Anywho, all right, so your number two was what?
I thought it was New York because Ben Stiller when they did Night at the Museum. Isn't
you could,
that,
look,
isn't that
you
New
could
York?
Be right. You could be right. I don't
isn't
know.
Isn't that what that movie's at?
I don't know. Never saw it.
You've never seen Night at the Museum?
No, I haven't.
Number two. Problem.
Number two, quesadilla.
DC.
Quesadilla making your top five is crazy. I love the quesadilla.
I do too.
But number two?
Yeah, that's right. Wow. That's right.
If you put like steak and you like.
Well, of course. I mean, like, I'm not going to be. What am I? Broke five broke? I mean, give me a cheese quesadilla. When I go to a restaurant? No. Give me the steak quesadilla. And then last, but certainly not least, on my list of top five things when I go to a Mexican and or Tex-Mex restaurant is the carne asada.
I just let the music play for a second.
Just marinate on that for a little bit. There you have it.
My number one, I laughed at you guys when you said it.
Yeah.
Only because I knew where it was on my list.
Yeah.
Number one.
Chips and queso.
Chips and queso.
So
a little bit of salsa.
So you're gonna rag on me for putting quesadilla number two, but your number one is chips and salsa?
Classic.
I mean, I'm with you on
but
that.
But see, here's my me defending myself.
Yeah.
You don't have to order mine. It just comes with it. So
yeah,
everyone
we know.
Quesadilla, you're choosing to not go fajita, not go enchilada, not go taco.
Oh, maybe I'm starting off my meal with a quesadilla.
Okay, my bad. O-lineman. I'm just starting off with 8 quesadillas. Just wait till I get to the fajitas, man.
That's right. That's
my
right.
My bad, Tyler
We're
Booker.
We're just getting warmed up. We are just getting
the
warmed up.
The chips and salsa. I can go 1, 2, 3, 4. I can go 1 through 5 on mine in one sitting.
I can too.
Chips and salsa, margarita, fajitas, tacos, and sopapilla.
In fact, I would argue mine is actually the way I would eat it first. Chips and queso, start off. Maybe a little enchiladas, number two. Let's get a fajita steak in there. All right. Getting kind of full. Let me get a quesadilla real quick just to kind of tide things over, and then we finish it off with a carne asada.
You're eating a lot, big boy. You four
That's
entrees.
It. That's it. Take us home, Khaki Kev.
My number one is the best Mexican food of all time. You can have it in any way, shape, or form.
Cheese?
It's an enchilada.
I was going to say, if this dude says a gordita, I swear to God, I'm going to throw my shoe at
him. I was going to say cheese.
What did you say, by the way? I didn't even hear you.
I said enchiladas.
Enchiladas. There you have it. Final segment of the program. Your text message is more, and we send you on your way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.